Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Stacey Martindale, French and History major at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, May 23, 1950, a leading opposition party gave Barbadians two important solutions to improving their standard of living. One was migration to Canada and the United States, and the other was to create a viable tourism industry. These solutions came from the bosom of the Electors Association, a conservative party led by J.H. Wilkinson, who was president of the party and leader of the opposition in the House of Assembly. According to the Advocate, Wilkinson told a large crowd at the party's political meeting that with the high level of overcrowding, emigration was needed to change the fortunes of Barbadians. He argued that the government should have set aside some $15,000 to $20,000 in the colonial estimates to foster migration to Canada and the USA. At a political meeting at the association's headquarters that included other political stalwarts such as Fred Goddard, E.D. Motley, E.K. Walcott, and the Reverend Vincent Griffith, Wilkinson also conceded that a secondary industry was of dire necessity and that the tourist industry should be developed. He wanted the government to allow new companies to be free from income tax for a period of 2 to 3 years and import their building material and all elaborate fittings duty-free. These two proposals, mass emigration and tourism development, were not at variance with that of the Grantley Adams-led Barbados Labour Party, which through legislation provided concessions to hoteliers and manufacturers in the mid-1950s and gave encouragement to emigration to the UK via the provision of loans to those wanting to emigrate. Indeed, Barbadians had long recognized the value of emigration, leaving the country in large numbers to Panama between 1904 and 1914 and the USA and Cuba in the 1920s. The suggestion of the Electors Association to seek emigration to Canada and the USA was nothing new, for Winter Crawford, Member of Parliament for St. Philip, had been calling for government to tap into this stream in the late 1940s. What the Electors Association did succeed in doing, however, was to keep this migration opportunity on the front burner. It would later lead to a dedicated farm labor program with Canada starting in 1967 and continuing for over 50 years.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.